Oh God, that was such an unsatisfying shake. El Pollo Loco, fountain Diet Coke in hand. That means we're all fueled up and ready to go. God, there's no sponsorship I want more on this planet than El Pollo Loco. The healthiest fast food in America, El Pollo. I've been on the soapbox for you from the beginning. What a week. I have been self-medicating with Diet Coke, if I'm being honest, alcohol, because it's just the eclipses have really thrown me for a loop to the moon and back, I would say, pun intended. But it's almost been also ubiquitous across all my friends, people either going through like massive emotional upheavals via relationships ending or making like big purchases or big changes or, I don't know, professional shifts. It was a really wild professional week for me last week in the most unexpected ways. And I think part of that is really refreshing and validating. It's like, okay, back to school, we're starting again. We're in the driver's seat, baby, foot on the gas. And then the other part of that is like a little bit scary. Yesterday, I saw a fully naked man texting on his phone, walking into a portaloo. A friend asked me, like, do you script your intros? And I was like, no, like, I don't, but I do write down topics that I see throughout the week that I, like, can't forget about. And the one I wrote down from yesterday was seeing this nude man, wasn't, like, an unhoused or, like, mentally ill person, but just strolled into a portaloo while texting. Not to kind of poke you in the eye with the story, but, like, it was pretty crazy. Men are going through something right now. There's something in the air, in the water, in the stars. I don't know. Also, for some reason, and I like need to make this an important caveat, I have no followers on TikTok. No followers. I'm semi-active. And that is because I got told a long time ago, if you want to sell a book, you need to be on TikTok. And that is going less than mediocrely well, I would say, in terms of like my TikTok presence and growth. However, for some reason, I've ended up on this weird side of the algorithm, apparently, where like a lot of like old men have found my profile and are sending me messages like, I would love to send you like $5,000 this week, but what would you spend it on? Like, I'm getting like those kind of messages. And at first I like thought it was bots, and then I would check into each of their profiles and they were legitimate people, like 1,000 followers or something. One of them was just like, hi, do you do feet? And I was like, of course I'm going to do feet for the right price. Like, who do you think I am? Come on. And honestly, I think the only reason I never for real signed up to Feet Finder was because I think it needed your ID and my passport was across the room and I couldn't be bothered getting up to take a photo of it. I didn't have one handy. And I was like, oh God, it's all too hard. But he was like, do you do feet? And I was like, sure, like what's the rate? And he goes, well, it depends how big your feet are. And I was like, well, sir, you've come to the right place. My feet are like a size 10. And he was like, oh, fab. He was like, I'd love to send you like some content of what I would want you to do. And I was like, go for it. What could it hurt just to see, you know, what's on the market these days, what the girls are offering, blah, blah, blah. And he sent me this video of this girl and she is fully dressed in like workout attire and not even, you know, sexy workout attire. Like she was just kind of like a normal looking woman, maybe mid 30s, in a pair of capri tights and then like an oversized like baggy tank top, you know, like she'd just come back from a walk. She sat down in front of the camera, took off her ankle socks and then just stretched her feet back and forth. Like she was just like literally like stretching her toes the way you would in like a mat Pilates class. And I was like, oh, so mellow. And then I was like, oh, but her face is in it. And is that kind of like a thing? I don't know. It's more like the reproduction of the content, distribution. I'm like, am I fueling someone's business? Because otherwise I'm like, I would do it. I'm fine. A foot is a foot to me. That's absolutely fine. I'm happy as a clam. But I came back to him and was like, oh, do you need face content? He was like, yeah, no harm, no foul. And we kept it moving. And then I think he liked one of my posts. And I was like, well, look, there are still good men out there. So that might have been the start and end of my foot career. But what's so interesting about this episode today is that I did not ask her what's inspiring her. I almost forgot to ask her her gotcha question. There was almost no room. We didn't stop talking. We flitted between topics so much. we almost missed the profile entirely. Thank God we didn't, because she had so much to say, and this woman is a true, true fan. Today, Erin Guilfoyle is coming on to talk about the one and only Ashley Simpson. We get into everything from the wedding industrial complex to her time in the vlog squad, RIP, to her labubu cyst, which, God, that is truly horrifying. When you get to that part, if you're squeamish, feel free to skip ahead. I do not blame you. But this is such a funny, fun episode. I absolutely love it. So let's uncover Ashley Simpson with Erin Guilfoyle. She is 19 there.
That's
She's 19.
So crazy.
We're looking at the Britney Spears Rolling Stone cover from 2000.
So good.
It's one of the best covers I've ever seen. And if you go through that issue, I mean, okay, wait, maybe I'll actually take you through the issue.
Because okay.
it's unbelievable, just to like kick us off. Okay. It's really...
Oh my God, look at it.
This is what gets me more than anything. It's the Groovy Chick ad.
Times were just so much better, you know?
This is pre-9/11 or so. Yeah. So times were literally
way
good.
Better.
What else can I show you? Okay, not Oasis.
Are you going to the show?
No. Are you going?
No, I'm going to the Jonas Brothers.
Where are they playing?
They're playing... Oh, I forget the name. It's that like new place near SoFi in like Inglewood.
The Forum?
Not the Forum. It's the... BMO maybe, something like that. I feel like I thought they were playing Dodger Stadium, but they must have not sold enough tickets.
Oh shit.
I could also be making that up.
Wait, you bought tickets when they were playing
Dodger
Stadium?
No, I didn't. Oh. No, I didn't buy tickets. One of our friends, he plays in one of the Boys Like Girls who are opening for them.
Fabulous.
So
I forget how well connected you are. I know, I'm not ready to get into your bio yet, so I'm not going to do it. I'm not going to do it yet. But are you a J Bros fan?
Not, I know like the hits. I saw them a couple years ago when they played at the Bowl because I got invited with a brand, and one of my best friends, she massive, like sickly Jonas Brothers fans. And she had just like watched our cat and we were like, oh my God, like let's surprise her with these tickets. She'll be so excited. So that was the first time I ever saw them. And I was like, wait, they're like so fun and good.
That
and
is then- an unbelievably imbalanced exchange. You know what? Let me give you the best tickets in town for watching my cat.
I love surprises. It's so exciting. And then I got like deep in the, I was like, okay, I'm next day watching the documentary. I was like, I need to know everything about these guys.
I interviewed them once and the dynamics between them are fascinating.
Were you a fan?
So like yes, okay. Like yes, but not in the way, and I know there are so many young women out there, and I call them young women because they're in their mid-30s, but sure. To me they are youths.
We're teens
When Nick Jonas got diabetes, we're like crying on the floor. Yeah, devastated. Mm-hmm. Shaking, throwing up.
Yep.
And I was not like on that level, but I was like burning up, like say no more.
100%.
It's a fabulous hit.
SOS, sure.
Sure. Yeah. Anything that Big Mike was coming on to, I was like, yeah.
Like I think I watched Camp Rock not really knowing how big they were.
Okay, so I've never seen Camp Rock.
Oh, yeah, it's I know. Amazing.
So I think that's why I have never got the Demi Lovato lore of it all. And I've heard some incredible about Demi Lovato over the years from people doing interviews with her.
All good things,
I'm sure. All fabulous things, I'm sure.
Yeah.
But no, the Jonas Brothers interview was so funny to me because they went on hiatus because they fell out. That's widely known. That's not tea in any way. But I think I asked them a question about working with brothers still. And it's just so interesting because Nick is very cerebral, clearly thinks of himself as an intellectual.
Yeah.
Was taking every question from a very like highbrow perspective.
That couldn't be more him. When I watched the doc, I was like, I need to know about these guys. So I watched that documentary and I was like, he is a bit pretentious.
That's exactly the vibe that came across. Joe was almost trying to like diffuse with jokes.
Yeah.
So that was the way that he was going about it. And then Kevin was just there.
I feel like that perfectly describes them as a group.
I don't know why I didn't see that coming. Like, I didn't really see. I don't know what I expected.
What did you? Okay, I was going to say, what did you expect walking in?
I don't know what
just
I
just like three brothers vibing, like three having brothers. Rock star fun.
But there is someone in our life that you and I both know. One of the craziest tales about her, a group of our friends went out and saw, you might have been there this night, I wasn't, but saw one of the J Bros, Joe.
Okay.
Out in person. Were you there this night?
I don't think so.
Okay.
I wish I was.
Okay. So sees
I'm a Joe girl.
So sees Joe, and like our mutual friend is like obsessed with Joe on a level that is you know, kind of unhinged.
This is how I remember the story being told to me. Everyone left and she stayed there alone and watched Joe from across. Never went up, never said, hey, I'm such a big fan. Just stayed and watched him. Oh, I 100%
know who we're talking about now.
on a date. Well, was on a date.
So this was post-divorce.
Post. Oh, yeah, this was recent.
That, like, broke my heart. I loved them together.
And no one knows.
What the fuck happened? What the fuck happened? They were so, like, silly, goofy.
Yeah, very.
Together. And very. I just thought it was so chic and fun.
I mean, and I love a height difference in a couple.
Me and TJ. I'm like his Sophie. I'm a little bit taller.
So Chris and I this year for Halloween are going as Nicole Kidman, Tom Cruise, and I'm Tom and he's Nicole. Because he is so much taller than me.
Yeah.
It's gonna be just that's incredible so on the eye. Funny. Yeah. And I'm gonna do full like wraparound sunglasses, V-neck, and wig.
Are you gonna wear lifts as well, like Tom does?
I might actually have to just to even it out just a little bit. That really would be selling it. But I really do love when a taller woman ends up with a shorter man because it shows the man's sense of self. Security. But I did say this on our last episode. I feel like there's a coming to now where like hot men and hot women are like finding each other in a way that I don't think was happening for a while.
That was like traditional Hollywood.
Yes.
I feel like especially.
Oh, yeah.
Because they're just like, oh, they have money. Oh, they have connections. Oh, they need like a hottie by their side.
Yeah. It's LA, but it's also like modern day New York. A graphic designer living in East Williamsburg.
I'm trying to think of like two hot celebrities that are together.
Well, I mean, Taylor and Travis is the obvious.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
That's true.
Yeah.
I do think like the Biebers.
The Biebers is actually a great one.
I'm not really like a he's so hot kind of girl, but I do know a lot of people are. And I think like objectively, he's a very good looking man.
Who else is like a very hot of that?
I'm like Maddie Healy and Gabrielle.
Very beautifully aligned.
100%. Two rats.
That's special. What are you in TJ? Who are you in the animal kingdom?
Oh, I feel like they'd be maybe two different animals.
Yeah, maybe you would be. And that's okay. It's Noah's Ark.
I wish we were rats. Like Maddie and Gabrielle are so cool.
I think that's why people had such a problem with Timothy Chalamet and Kylie Jenner. Was that it was just
have
like...
Have we confirmed that they have been broken up? I've seen like...
You've seen both ways?
I've seen people saying that they are not together.
I've seen that too. And then I saw them dispel rumors by pairing together in Turkey or something. Ugh. Are you against?
No, I think it's... cool.
That's our hot man, hot woman theory, but from two different walks.
I also think like Timothy isn't like every part of the country hot. He's like a Maddie Healy hot now.
Like, very much.
Like a rat.
No, he is. Well, he's famously people say rat.
Skinny rat boy.
Yeah. But it's the same as if I think you put like, you know how people are so up in arms about Timothy and Kylie. It would be the same if you put Jeremy Allen White with Stassi Baby. It's like, oh.
Which is so interesting because Stassi Baby was kind of like dating like Jaden. Like
who's Jaden?
I think he was a TikToker.
Oh, I think you know, I know like who a you're talking about. Like a rocker.
Skinny guy.
Yeah.
So that started happening though when Kylie got with Travis. Everyone was dating the like rocker skinny guys.
When Courtney got with Travis?
Oh, sorry. Yeah. Yes.
Remember Kim and Pete? R.I.P.
Oh my God.
Never forget.
It's the same thing though.
Okay, well you're
like, to me, Pete Davidson is hot. But I like
yeah, that's your type.
Exactly.
Yeah, I like a freak. You like me because you are a freak.
Yeah. No, Travis Barker, my type.
Your type.
Travis Kelce, like I don't like muscles. I don't like the jock. Yeah. I like the freak.
It's kind of crazy though. When I met Chris, he was a very slender, kind of a skinny boy. And that was very much my type. I liked
a little twinkie.
Adam Brody was my
perfect
ideal.
Perfect man.
I've watched him turn into the Hulk, which I'm like, not, no.
Yeah. Oh, Chris is so strong.
So strong.
But like hot.
Probably same. Adapt. Yeah. And same for me. I think I'm different from the girl he met for sure. I had way bigger tits back then. But like, it is funny because I'm like, you just sign up for something different.
Totally. It's like anytime TJ's like, I want to have like a six pack. I want to get more muscles. I'm like, ew, don't.
What is with them and the goddamn six pack? They won't give it up.
I know. I'm like, it's just not going to happen.
They're obsessed.
Here, eat this ice cream.
Yeah. Because I'm not having one alone. God. Yeah. God freaking forbid. Okay, yeah. I'm getting into your book. Okay. This is it. This is the moment. Okay. Erin Guilfoyle, it's so incredible to have you getting under the covers with me today. I didn't know quite how much you've done.
Okay.
But you are obviously digital creator, mm-hmm. podcast host. You were a Vine star, mm-hmm. which I knew a little bit of, but you were a very big Vine star.
Yeah. Oh my God. It was so long ago.
But that's crazy.
That's like how I got into everything.
And then that kind of parlayed into YouTube success.
Correct.
Okay. And that was with Carly, who you still have a Carly and Contra, who you still have mm-hmm. a podcast with. It started as Aaron and Carly and then became Only Friends.
The Aaron and Carly channel does still exist.
Okay.
But yeah, we kind of pivoted because we were like, we're old now. Let's just talk on a couch.
Yeah, totally. Okay. So now you host Only Friends. You also host the Good Influences podcast, mm-hmm. and that's four of you.
Yep.
What am I missing? Oh, you had a clothing brand?
What?
Wait, this is what I found out. This what is does in your it bio. Say? It said candy.
Oh, it was just like our merch.
Oh.
Yeah.
Okay.
I'm like, yeah, we had a clothing brand.
It was deep from the recesses of the internet. It was like,
obsessed. What else does it say about me on there?
Okay. It has collaborated on numerous lifestyle and fashion projects was another thing it came up with. But I didn't get specific okay. on that.
Yeah, technically, sure.
Originally from Massachusetts, yep. now based in Los Angeles, known for her creative versatility, authentic voice, and strong connection with her audience. That's, isn't that kind of chic?
Who wrote this?
I don't know.
Incredible.
I found, yeah.
Me, I wrote it.
Kind of sexy.
Yeah.
Kind of what sexy. Else? Okay, first of all, being online mm-hmm. for so long, are you totally impervious now to like any concern over digital footprint? Are you free?
Oh, yeah. No, I don't care.
You don't give
a fuck?
I
think like my thing also is like I've never really cared. Mm-hmm. And that probably was not the best way to go about it. But I don't know. I just was like, I'm just being me.
I think
why would that matter?
Dude, to the contrary, I think that is the best way to go about yeah. it. I think.
Yeah, but like now more than ever, too. It's like, okay, while I've been doing it for over a decade, like, I'm 34. What am I going to leave behind now?
Literally, who cares? That was the biggest thing with me and my previous co-host, Ivana, is that she was like cut and dry journalist and never wanted to reveal too much, which I like completely respected.
Okay,
but I was on the complete other end of the spectrum where I was like, oh, I literally just talked about my like abortion. So
yeah,
I'm like,
no, that's me. Like, I don't go and watch my old content. There's definitely stuff oh. if I'm like scrolling and I see it, I'm like, oh my God, I can't believe like I did that. But it's like, oh, whatever. I was young and now I'm where I'm at and it lives on. I've been doing it for too long to care.
Was that a switch?
No.
Whoa, that's so wild.
Yeah. Well, at the beginning, it was never, like, I wasn't doing it for other people.
Yeah.
So Carly and I were just like, oh my God, how fun. Like, we both, when we were, I mean, we met each other on the internet. Mm-hmm. So, like, when we were both in high school, college, whatever, like, we were both kind of doing the same thing individually, making videos for, like, fun. Like, at the end of my college years, I would put together like YouTube videos of all the videos I would take. So it was always something that we enjoyed doing as not a way to make money, because we didn't know that you could even do that. So then when we formed our channel, we were like, let's just make fun content mm-hmm. and it doesn't matter. And then, you know, you see like the AdSense going up and you're like, wait, what? Like, you can make money doing this? I had no idea.
And this was what, 2018?
15.
Okay.
Yeah. We were making videos actually in 2015, but we never posted them.
Mm.
We just would do it and like laugh.
Right.
And then in 2016 was when we first ever posted a video on YouTube as our conjoined channel. And yeah, we did that I had a 9-to-5 job while I was doing YouTube. And I think it probably for like 2 years I kept it because I was living in LA, had bills to pay. So I was like, until the AdSense, I can cover every expense that I have. I will not quit my job. Also, it wasn't a career then. Like, people weren't like, I want to be an influencer. That
yeah,
word
yeah,
didn't
I
even
created.
Exist.
Yeah.
Like, it.
How does that make you feel hearing that that is one of the most aspirational career paths now?
It's weird, for yeah. sure. I feel really lucky, though, that it wasn't like that when we started, because I do think that if we had, it would have been a totally different experience. And, like, I feel like then it would be like, oh, we need to keep up with it. We need to. It just would have been more pressure.
Yeah.
And like, I like that it started out as fun and then turned into something. I think that was like a good way to do it. I think the internet is really scary now.
Yeah.
It scares me. It freaks me out.
Well, you also used to be able to make so much more money.
Oh, 100%. Thanks, Logan Paul.
Wait.
It's his fault.
What do you mean? Backtrack.
Because he made that video. So YouTube, I mean, AdSense used to be crazy, but Logan Paul, it all kind of was like a slow rollout after he went to Japan.
No, it was the
it was the Suicide Forest video.
No, it wasn't.
Is kind of what triggered, because advertisers were like pulling. They were like, what the fuck is all of this?
No, I didn't know that that was the...
Yeah, and then you could no longer use music in videos. It all just, it was like a trickle effect. And that's when things like really shit the bed.
So Logan Paul goes to, and I need to look up the correct name for the forest.
Yeah.
But there's a famous forest in Japan where people go to commit suicide and there are bodies that are still hanging there. It's like horribly tragic. It's also, you know, allegedly haunted. Mm-hmm. And Logan Paul went there to film a video and he posted it and immediate backlash, obviously.
Yeah. Well, because there was a body hanging from a tree.
Yeah, I didn't. I never watched it because I was too scared.
And it was so crazy too, because he. I can't remember if it was him or Jake, but like they were posting every day, pretty much.
Yeah.
And so it's like one day it's him like running around Japan in like a Pikachu costume, which is just like they were just chaos monsters. Mm. Those two still are. Like I cannot stand either of them. But yeah, that's I think when YouTube started like cracking down and there was a huge shift.
And is that because it was the Wild West? So it was like that video was monetized, that video had it, and suddenly it was like, all right, we're going to be discerning now.
Yep.
Whoa. I did just see something about Logan Paul. Obviously, he just got married to Nina Agdal.
That wedding, what? Did you see like TikToks and anything from that wedding?
I didn't see it. Yeah, I didn't see the wedding itself, but I saw the aftermath that it wasn't legal and he doesn't believe in legal marriage.
Wait a minute.
Yes. So he went on a podcast and said,
no.
Yes. She wanted, and he goes, it's a nice idea, the whole to do. I wanted to do that for her, but.
Like, you have a child together.
Well, that's the gag, right? Because she has no access to his estate then. There was also And there was this video of them more recently getting out of the car. Did you see that?
I saw that one.
Yeah. So
where it like looked like he grabbed her or something and then she tripped him.
Yes. So it was the two of them getting out of the car. He's holding her back by the arm or pulling her by the arm. And then you can see her kind of hook her. It's kind of iconic. Hook her leg around his as he gets out of the car and try to trip him. And he manages to kind of like avert it at the last minute.
And then he just walked away.
Yeah, like, he just didn't walked away and left her. Yeah, it's very...
Justin Bieber.
If my man turned around after our multi-million dollar wedding where I professed my love for him and said, I'm actually like not that into like just like the legality of it all.
They are the worst.
I mean, she seems lovely. And she's already weathered Leo DiCaprio.
It's crazy.
She's been through enough.
I just...
Yeah.
Real yikes.
Real yikes.
The clips I saw were... actually so sad. They had a band performing at their wedding. I cannot remember who it was, and
it's the Joe Bros.
And they're like on the dance floor and the two of them are watching the band and she keeps trying to kind of be like a little intimate with him and he literally just will like keep brushing her off and like is only paying attention to the band. So. But then the wedding cake, this is what really got me. Him and Jake, his brother,
what are you about
beat
to say?
The fuck out of the wedding cake. They literally were just punching the wedding cake, kicking the wedding cake. It was so ick.
Okay, so what's your obviously there's a huge, that's disturbing, first of all. Yeah. But obviously there's this huge trend reveal of men who have just fucked up their wives cake.
Oh, no. I don't like the smushing of cake.
The smushing of cake. And like,
unless it's like... You both are like, I want to do this so badly, which I don't understand anyone who would want to do that.
Yeah.
Then don't do it.
Well, hugely viral videos of men being like persistently, you know, the woman is on the ground trying to avoid the cake in her face. And they are like, no, I'm telling you, seeking her out with a right arm, a right hook. They are trying to get it on her face. And there goes the makeup.
Like, you're going to be an abuser.
Dude, crazy. I've never seen it. I've never seen anyone do the exchange smash.
No, me neither. I think if TJ were to have done that, I would get an annulment.
Okay, yeah. Let's go. How you met TJ, start from the beginning.
Oh, I've been here since 2015. I moved here in April. And then I met TJ in October. He throws a party. It's called Emo Night. And he had been doing that since 2014. And when I moved here, I had a friend who lived here who knew I'm like an emo girl. Like, again, that's why I like the freaks. Like, I like an emo man. And she knew and she was like, you need to come with me to this party. So I think the first time I ever went was maybe like August.
Were the parties at that moment in time just like a, you know, a block situation.
No, like they were really at the Echoplex.
Oh, they were a thing even back then?
Yeah, so they started at the end of 2014 at the Shortstop was the first one they ever had.
Wow.
And it was really a situation where they were just like, oh, we just want to like play songs off an iPad. And then when they like got there, there was a line around the block.
Whoa.
And so then they were like, wait a minute. Could this be something? And so then, you know, it's LA. You have friends of friends who know venues, whatever. And then they right away moved it to the Echoplex, I'm pretty sure. I think maybe I'd gone to like two. And then I was scrolling Bumble one day. And then I saw myself in a photo. And it was TJ's profile. So it was like a picture of him and like two guys. And then my head was just in between them in the background. Like very clearly. I could show you the picture. But I was like, is that me? And I didn't like know who he was. Anytime I would go to these parties, I was just fucked up with my friends, like listening to the music. So then on Bumble, you would have to message the guy. So I messaged him first and I was like, wow, I can't believe that you're using a photo of me to pick up other women.
Okay, wait. So were you posed in the photo? Were you just a random?
No, I was like dancing.
Oh, no way.
Mm-hmm. I was not supposed to be in the picture. And then he messaged me just his phone number. And I, again, was not interested in dating anybody. I'm 23 years old. Like, I was just like, I'm hanging out with my friends.
You were 23?
Yeah.
Whoa.
Actually, maybe I was 24. Fresh 24-year-old. So I never texted him. I was like, oh, this guy's like a fucking club promoter.
Yeah,
he's
going like,
to be a douchebag.
He's going to be the worst. He's going to be absolutely worst.
Like, I just thought this was funny. See you later. So then I did not text him. And then a couple months later, I was at a music festival and he saw me and nudged me. I was like, hey, how come you never texted me? And then I was like, oh God, this is so awkward. And then I wound up giving him my number and then we hung out together and watched Dashboard Confessional. And then that was that.
Wow.
Mm-hmm.
Did you ever have a moment of breaking up? Or...
Yes.
Okay, you did.
Yeah. So he actually, when we first started talking, had just gotten out of a 4-year relationship and he definitely should have like been single for a hot minute.
Yeah.
And so there was a moment where I was like, we were at Tenants actually. And I like saw, it had been like a couple months and we were like casually hanging out. But also like he had been in a relationship for so long that I think that like he would just kind of do that with everyone.
Yeah.
And he was looking down at his phone and I remember it like to this day. And he was just smiling. I said, are you texting another girl? And he was. And I was like, okay, bye, loser.
And
like,
how long had you been seeing each other at that point?
It was like just a couple months.
Okay, okay.
Yeah. But like casually, you know? One, I didn't want to date anybody first and foremost. And two, like I didn't want to be casually like seeing a guy who was also talking to a bunch of other girls.
Yeah.
Who also at that time too with Emo Night was like traveling all over the country to throw the parties. I was like, this is just not for me.
Yeah.
I think then he went to therapy. Pretty crazy. He went to therapy, got
especially
his shit
like
together.
In that time. I'm assuming it's so like that wasn't a buzzword for men back then.
No,
it wasn't like let's get a therapized man.
No, yeah. And I wasn't like you need to go to therapy.
Yeah,
like I would never tell anybody that, especially at 24 years old. Like I should have been in therapy.
Yeah, totally.
Do
you, is there an age difference?
He's 2 years older than
two
me.
2 years older. Got it.
I think
that's unbelievable. That as like a 26 year old man, he took himself to therapy.
And then my birthday was in June. This happened in like February, maybe. We were like, bye. And then in June, he wrote me like a letter. And then I read the letter.
I'm really impressed by that. And then married within the last 2 years?
We got five.
Five.
We got married. So our wedding was supposed to be in April of 2020.
No. Oh, what happened that month? I have no recollection.
Literally 2 weeks before it got canceled, and that was so sad.
It got canceled?
Yeah, because it didn't happen until the middle of March.
Yeah, so you were holding on.
Yeah, April 4th was supposed to be our wedding date. And then we were like, okay, we'll push it to November. Everything will be fine then.
Yeah, yeah. And everything's going to die down.
It wasn't fine. And so then we were like, okay, we don't want to deal with having replan this for a fucking third time. Just move it a year out. We got legally married in 2020, like just the two of us at basically a DMV. Town halls weren't open.
Were you just like, at this point, we just need to make it official for our own?
Well, also TJ was kind of freaking out because of the climate politically.
Yeah.
And he was like, Handmaid's Tale. He was like, we need to have more rights together as a couple just in case anything bad happens.
That's absolutely fair. Yeah. I mean, totally. And also you were both freelancers. It's not like,
yeah. So we were like, okay, we did that. So yeah, we've been married for 5 years, July 1st. But then our wedding was November of 2021. So it's weird because we're like, what do we celebrate?
No, I mean, Chris and I are going through the same thing right now. We're like, what will be our anniversary ultimately?
It's so weird.
Yeah, I have no idea.
I think like the day we actually celebrated with like all our friends and family feels more like our wedding anniversary, but also it is a whole year after. So when you say like, oh, we've been married for 4 years, but we've really been married for five, it's like cooler to say we've been married for longer.
Yeah, no, I mean, it carries such cachet. Yeah. It's kind of amazing. like I hate to say husband, I hate to say married.
I know.
But when you pull it out, it's kind of fabulous. Like when you're like, oh, sorry, my husband is just behind you. If he could just jump the line, that would be great. It really has an effect like nothing else.
I agree. I feel like I don't really say it that often. Yeah. We're like normally together and I don't have to be like my husband, but it does feel weird still.
It's so weird.
Like it's kind of like impostery. I was the first of all of my friends to have a fiance and that was like the worst thing that ever happened to me because I had to be like my fiance.
Did you have a bachelorette?
Yeah.
So you did it right.
Yeah.
Okay.
But it like our bachelorette was, so we went to Park City.
Oh.
In winter, because that's where TJ's from.
Yeah.
And all of our friends, we didn't grow up together. None of our friends knew each other.
Yeah.
And that was really important to us to like get everyone together.
Yeah.
So that like all our best friends could hang out with one another.
So you did a joint.
But it was separate. Like we stayed at separate houses.
Yeah.
We had like different activities during the day. We would do dinner separately and then kind of just come together to party at night. Mm. And it was the best weekend of our life. It was so awesome.
What a good idea.
It was great. I don't know. Like other bachelorettes, not to knock anybody, but they're just so like, first we're going here, then we're going here, then we're going here, then we're going here. Everyone winds up fighting with each other. Like having the mixed genders, I feel like it's less pressure. Drama. Yeah.
Uh-huh. It's a lot of girl time.
And now it's great. Like I think I had six friends and I have now only been to bachelorettes that are like 12 plus women under one roof. Like this, I can't.
Also, I've never been in a sorority. Have you been in a sorority?
No, I could never.
I think that conditions you for it because I think that you learn how to like navigate all the various dynamics. I've kind of been obsessed with watching those recruiting TikToks? Videos. Yes.
Blythe?
Yeah, Blythe.
My queen.
Blythe, my queen, whoever she is out there in those
Blythe.
In those True Religion capri pants.
I know.
But like that's a thing. I think if I was in a sorority, I would be ready.
My best friend, her younger sister was in a sorority and she has made me thankful that we didn't have Greek life at my college at all, but she goes to like 12 weddings a year.
Dude, it is taxing for them.
I cannot even imagine. it's too much. Weddings have become way too much.
That's why I was like, I have a friend who turned down her bridesmaid invite on the basis of they were having to split the bridal shower between the bridesmaids.
I just don't think that's a thing that should your friend should be paying.
She was just like, it's actually, I'm so sorry, the commitment's actually too much between this and the bachelorette and paying for the bridal shower. Another kind of harrowing story she had was that the bride changed the color scheme after everyone had their dresses.
I didn't change the color scheme, but to be fair, my wedding got postponed a year and a half and it went from spring to November, so winter. And I was like, okay, I can't have, but I paid for new bridesmaids' dresses.
Erin, this woman like, wasn't paying.
No, I know. But I'm saying like for any woman listening or person listening, like if you are going to do something like that, you cannot expect the people you are just like asking to be a part of your big day to pay for that and cover that charge.
No. And for you to, you were going from florals to deep velvet to a plum velvet.
Correct.
There is no way in hell. No, this is like, I'm going from a fuchsia to who's to say a pale blue. It's just
people turn into monsters.
I don't know what I will be. I don't know what
you'll
I will
be great.
I don't know. And it's so funny because Chris and I had this wedding. Well, we had this ceremony.
Of course.
Like several brides this year who are planning their own weddings have been like, you know what? Seeing how you guys did it, I really think you guys did it right. And I'm like, you know that I didn't do it like that.
Yeah.
Like I'm going to have like a big to-do as in what you're doing right now. Like that's not it for me.
This was just like the first step.
This was the bread and butter on the table before the appetizers, the entrees, the dessert. Uh-huh. Like it's gonna be multiple courses to come.
It's also so crazy, like just to see how expensive things have gotten in the bridal realm.
Were they, okay, so how expensive was it for you in 2021?
I think for everything, we did a welcome party because it was like destination for most people. We did it in Palm Springs.
Okay.
Which was like a great way to also weed out people that we were like, they're not going to come to California. Please don't come. Yeah. So, I mean, we went back and forth on where we wanted to do it. But ultimately, like, Palm Springs is our place. We wanted to do it there. So I think initially it was 150 people pre-pandemic that were supposed to come.
Fabulous.
Which was like, okay, not crazy.
Yeah.
And we were doing a welcome party, which was like, I think 3 or 4 hours, food covered, entertainment covered, whatever. It was like a karaoke party.
Oh my God.
So pretty casual.
Yeah.
And then the day of the wedding. And I think with both of those things, it was like close to 100K.
Pretty good for 150 in the US.
Yeah. I am the bride that doesn't give a shit about anything. Like, I had she was like a day of coordinator, but she also, I forget like what exactly it was. She wasn't like a full wedding planner.
Yeah.
But she was like, I will suggest some places that are down here that you can use and like help coordinate that way. But like, it wasn't crazy. I think like she was $4,000.
Yeah.
To like be there with a crew the day of and then like help with some stuff beforehand. But people are paying like $20,000 for a wedding planner.
I think that is standard.
It's crazy.
I honestly have no idea of the scope anymore. Like, it's like, the only hack I know is that if you get a public place, you can write it off on taxes.
Oh.
Yeah. Like, if you book a park or like a court building.
Oh, wait, that's so cute.
A lot of people do that with like Prospect Park in New York, like the pavilions that like sit in various squares in various cities. You can just write it off. Kind of amazing. And they cost like $2,000.
Yeah, that's great.
Yeah, it's kind of the hack.
That was like the good thing about the wedding getting pushed was that April is like peak season and November is not. So we wound up getting money back for the actual venue fee.
Oh, so it was in Palm Springs the entire time.
Uh-huh. It was truly like the best day.
You don't look back. So here's $1 million question or $100K question.
Thank you. Thank you.
You don't look back and you're like, fuck.
Oh my God, no. But also we had $60,000 of it covered. Like, my friend surprised me with money for our wedding.
Wow, what a good friend.
Yeah, he was a great friend, but it was also like for content for him. So
kind of worked out for
both of us. But TJ and I were like, we're not getting married until like we pay off all our debt and like do all of this. And like, I don't know, like, why would I spend 50 grand on a wedding when like I have $30,000 in student loan debt? Like,
yeah,
I don't know. I'll just go to the courthouse. But I was very like chill bride. I was like, okay, floral budget is this. I'm not spending any more money than that. I also don't care.
Yeah. Yeah.
So I think it totally depends on like what you're looking to do. But also since then, like, I feel like weddings have become so much more of a like, I want to show off to people.
It's for other people.
How amazing my wedding was. Like, for me, I was like, this is just a party. Like, I just want to get fucked up with my friends and dance and have fun.
I had a conversation with a friend and she was talking about like, oh, how all consuming it is for brides. Mm-hmm. And I was like, well, if you think about the fact that, I don't know, this wedding's costing 80K or whatever, that's a year's salary. If she's spending a year of her life thinking about this, planning this, kind of makes sense. Like, that is, it's a year's worth of work. 100%. Like, yeah, it's an annual salary. Like,
TJ and I, our parents paid for the welcome party, which was, I think it was like $10,000. Yeah. So I think like him and I paid like close to 20K and that's it.
Yeah.
Which is still so much money.
So did you get content out of it? Was any of it able to be kind of repurposed in that way?
Oh yeah, like Carly, we were still vlogging on our conjoined channel, so she was like filming behind the scenes stuff. It's so crazy because like today it would be so different. You're seeing all these influencers like getting content creators for the day of their wedding and making like dozens of TikToks, and I mean, I love watching that content, but I always watch it thinking like, oh my God,
at
like,
what cost?
Yeah. And like, would I have done this? Mm-hmm. This seems exhausting. And like, I'm not, you're and like,
most of them are posting day of, Aaron.
No,
day
I know.
You renegading on your wedding day. Baby, in this house, it's out with the old, in with the new me. You thought we were done with new me hair? Never. Actually, no, for real. Someone came up to me the other day and was like, are you using Yumi the way that you say you are? I don't know how to emphasize this enough. Anytime that you see me, my hair has been done with some type of Yumi tool or product. I use the straightener every time I do my hair. I use the blow dryer. And recently they just sent me the blow dryer brush. Freaking like game changing. If you're like a blowout person or you just want to kind of like smooth your hair and have that kind of one step process, it has this infrared heat technology, same as the straightener, by the way, where it seals in the hair cuticle and reduces hair damage, basically like locking in moisture. It's very, very good. And I am someone who has been gifted by a very popular vacuum cleaner brand. You know the one. And it is right on par with that. And it's half the price. Penelope, chill out. Ironically, she's playing with her hair tie. Penelope, stop it. It's super light. So your arm never gets tired. Your hand never gets sore. Your hair comes out shinier than ever. And you can take off 15% with the code UNCOVER at newmehair.com. That's N-U-M-E hair. Listen to me. I love new me and I'm going to love the new you even more.
I don't know. Also, it was like we had postponed it so many times that I was so like, this is finally happening.
Yeah.
So I'm not even really focused on like the content of it all. I don't care at this point. Mm. I think we just suffered through so much globally that I don't really care about that aspect.
I'm just happy to get to this day.
100%. No one tells you about the post-wedding blues.
Yeah.
The day when everyone leaves, it was torture.
But that's why the honeymoon. Like, that's why you have to have that.
I know. I just feel like it's so different, too. Like, TJ and I travel all the time. So we did wait because we knew the next year we were going to our friend's wedding in Europe. That friend's wedding that we went to, they got married in a chateau in France. And it was the most insane wedding I've ever been to on, like, a attendee level. I can't even imagine the amount of planning that went into it. They had legitimate fireworks at the wedding. Like, it was beyond.
Have you been following the Kris Jenner Corey Gamble of it all right now?
No.
Oh, the fallout after the Bezos wedding, that they are no longer, he's coming for her for all the money.
I haven't heard a single thing about this.
Wow. Yeah, no, it's over, and he is really trying to get his bag out of that relationship.
What the hell happened?
But the family secrets, he must know. I honestly think she just... Oh, my
God. Yeah. I'd be like, pay me and I'll be quiet.
Yeah. I think she honestly just got a new face and outgrew him. I really think that's probably what it is.
She did get a new face and she looks fabulous.
She looks fabulous. I think she's trading him in for a newer model.
He's already so young.
Could be younger.
You're so right.
He's not 30.
Yeah, she's like 55 again. So, and he's in his 40s.
I know. Yeah, she could go younger. I think he might be 50 now.
He's the same age as Kim, I'm pretty sure.
Oh, he is. That's right. That's right.
Which is how could we forget? Crazy. Oh, I love him.
Do you really?
Well, I just like his relationship with the girls. He's so like, because they're all so fucking crazy.
Yeah.
And like, I can't even imagine what we don't see. And he's just so like, okay.
Have you watched Love Thy Neighbor?
Obsessed.
One of the best reality shows I think I've ever seen in my life.
Okay, no one I know has watched it yet. I haven't been able to talk about it with anybody.
I went on this show and talked about it.
My nipples are like hard. I'm so excited that... I loved it.
I loved it.
And going into it, it's actually really funny. The only thing I knew about Brooks was that she was a Sports Illustrated model because my father-in-law has one of those Sports Illustrated calendar.
To what are you referring to?
It's like it's a calendar of the year.
Okay.
And each day it's a different girl.
Okay.
So it's like Monday, September 1st, and then you rip it off. So then it's like next day.
Is it a wall calendar or is it? Oh, it's
a little desk calendar. Okay. I guess. But somebody has good that, for him. And he loves Brooks.
He's like, still looking at women.
He'll save me piles. He'll be like, look, these are the ones I liked and these are the ones I didn't like.
No way. What's his type?
Loves boobs.
Yeah. Good for him.
Love. It's so funny.
He's an all-American man.
All-American. Yeah. Except, like, you know, voted for Kamala.
Whoa, he's a multidimensional man.
No, he's
He contains multitudes.
The best man.
Yeah, I also didn't know anything about her. I actually only know her from, like, the Gleb drama. So I'm, like, one of the cohort that she was discussing throughout the entire show. Are you a
Dancing with the Stars girly?
No.
Oh.
I just actually saw...
The drama.
The drama on social media about her and Gleb. And like just saw them and I was like, wow, that's a really hot couple, like walking along the street and like holding hands. Like I saw it on like page 6.
Okay.
And I was like, wow, what a beautiful woman. And then this guy who's on Dancing with the Stars. That's it. Yep. And then I was intrigued by Four Sisters, as I once was with the old Kardashians.
I do have a question. Yeah. Again, I haven't been able to talk to anybody about this. Yeah. What do you think the thing was that he was like threatening her with at the end, that she was, you know, crying to her parents about, and she was like, he's trying to do this now, but I don't want to talk about it.
Should I add a little bit of backstory?
Sure, sure, sure.
Beautiful Sports Illustrated model, goes on Dancing with the Stars, falls in love with her teacher, the partner they pair them with. She then...
Which, by the way, I found out yesterday, because my friend is like a huge Dancing with the Stars fan.
Yeah.
Apparently he like has a child and like abandoned that woman, so it was like known that he was this piece of shit.
Yes.
Which I obviously didn't know watching the show.
Well, I feel like the sisters knew that because they were like, he's a very problematic guy.
I guess that went over my head because they didn't explain anything about it.
No, they didn't. Well, they didn't want to get into it, it seems like.
Yeah.
Okay, so she's paired with this very beautiful Russian guy.
Really beautiful.
Oh, hottest guy I've ever seen. They have a relationship outside of the show. It continues. And then she finds out on camera, because she finds his phone and unlocks it, that he is having threesomes. Like, she sees, I guess, messages of him setting up these threesomes and then photos and the whole nine yards. She ends it immediately, and then fast forward to the end of the series. Spoiler alert, please skip forward if you don't want to hear. He texts her and threatens her with something. Mm-hmm. There's some kind of like unknown thing that she won't admit to on camera. And then the parents like, oh my God, this guy fucking sucks.
Yep.
I imagined that it was like a sex tape.
Okay, that's my videos. Exact thought as well.
I could only think that that was what it was. Yeah. And I thought like something that would like bother her a little bit, but not a whole lot.
Totally.
Yeah.
That's what I thought it was as well.
Because like at the end of the day, she's someone who's like very comfortable with her body, but she was like, I don't want my legacy to be this.
To me though, it was really confusing because like why they didn't just say that, because mm-hmm. I feel like it would have like made it like a stronger case against him for the viewers, especially because most of the internet and everybody else kind of took his side. Like everyone was like, you knew what you were getting into.
Still taking a side.
Shut up.
Yep. Every single comment is like, there is no proof, because she didn't, because when she reads the messages about the threesome, she doesn't show the camera. She's just reading it in real time and freaking out and crying.
Legalities, like, people.
Yeah. She's like, everyone is saying there's no proof. She didn't, she could have been making this all up as it
They
as
have
it
to literally on every single episode put like a...
Gleb Savenko denies cheating.
Yeah. As like a legal thing.
I know.
So like, of course she's not showing their text messages. People hate women.
They hate women. I mean, they specifically hate beautiful women, though. And she is one of the most beautiful women I've ever seen. Were you
stunning.
Absolutely shook by her candor around Ozempic?
It was so sad to me.
Yeah.
Like, that's so... I loved it. I love that she was being so open about it, especially with, like, the industry she's in and all the beauty standards that they have. And none of what she said about them calling a perfectly sized woman overweight shocked me. Like, I don't think the industry has changed at all. Mm-hmm. But I think it's crazy that she's been on it for... I mean, when I found out she was on it, I was shocked because she's already, like, perfect.
I was shocked by the before and after, though.
Yeah.
It was really... it was just, like, it slapped me across the face.
When they flashed the photo of her on the screen, TJ literally was like, oh my God, she was so much better looking.
God, aren't all men the same? They, like, love a woman that, like, looks like... She did prior. Yeah, a woman. Yep.
Yeah.
Yep.
It's just, it's so sad.
Her argument is like, look, my agency sent me down and said you would perform so much better mm-hmm. if you were 30 pounds lighter, and I lost the weight, and they were right. I did book more jobs.
And I respect her for that. Mm-hmm. Like, being so candid about it. Just being like, well, what the fuck else am I supposed to do? I'm going to make my bag.
But 2 years.
No, it's to be on horrific. That
drug, 2 years is mind blowing. And it's not healthy.
No, especially like she's perfect. Like, she's literally so fucking tiny mm-hmm. that like I do not understand why she still even has to be on it.
No.
I mean, she never had to. I mean, even the psychologist was like, girl, this is not for you.
That stopped my heart. The way the psychologist said that. Not to say the quiet part out loud, but you girls do understand that, like, you are the least likely candidate
they
for this drug.
They all have, like, six packs.
Yes.
And Brooks is like, you've done it.
Yeah, all like, of you what? Bitches in this room have done it.
No. What are you talking about?
And it's just one of the sisters being like, I know we have Brooksy, yeah. but you're the one that really like shouldn't still be doing this.
Yeah.
What was funny about seeing them is even in the early episodes, I was like, you are notably so much thinner than your sisters. Mm-hmm. And I was like, is that why you get more work? I like couldn't yeah. really put my finger on it.
And to just know that she's like not eating either, obviously, because that's a side effect. But
where she says, I don't have an eating disorder because I don't eat.
Yeah. Chica.
Chica.
That's quite literally an eating disorder.
Yoo-hoo, is anyone home in there?
I know. I think that she's just trying to be cheeky. She's like, well, it is what it is.
No, I mean, she's kind of hilarious.
I love them. They're also, who's your favorite?
I was actually thinking about this. It's so funny you would ask me. Because I find them quite, like a couple of them quite unlikable. But together, they are so powerful. They
Who's
work.
Who's unlikable?
Grace Anne is the least likable.
That's the youngest? That's the curly hair.
Curly hair.
I agree.
She is too wealth obsessed, status obsessed.
I agree.
Yeah.
Sarah Anne's kind of my favorite.
Sarah Jane. Yeah.
They need to not have two names.
I know. It's too hard.
I'm learning 8 different names.
I know.
Also, their dad, his name being Bro, spelled B-R-E-A-U-X, is incredible.
Is it Brew?
Oh, Brew? I'm calling him Bro.
It's so Streetcar Named Desire. It's a kettle on a hot tin roof.
Brew.
Hottest parents I've ever seen.
He's hot. She's hot.
I know.
What's that sister's name that's named after Holland?
Mary Holland.
I like her, mm-hmm. But she's very, I don't feel like she's fully in.
She's too obsessed with AI. Stop talking to ChatGPT.
But it's funny. I love when they cut to her and she's just like fucking asking chat something. I think it's really relatable.
Why is she doing that?
There's always going to be someone in your life that's talking to chat like that.
Who is chat?
ChatGPT.
I didn't know you could talk to ChatGPT.
Yeah, you can like give them a voice and stuff.
Oh my God.
TJ uses it because he got a garden and he has no idea how to do a garden. So he'll like ask chat. He's like, hey, like, here's a photo. What am I doing wrong? And then she'll talk out loud and be like, you need to cut it this way and plant it better this way. It's scary.
I was like, maybe you should get a friend. Like,
yeah.
It's funny. A bit much.
Do you think I feel like they play it up a little
bit. Oh, they do. This is like, she went into producers and they were like, what's,
yeah.
What are your character traits? And she said, I love AI.
Chat is my best friend. And they're like, perfect.
Speaking of a woman who came about a long time before AI, Mama.
We're getting into it.
It's
my queen.
Okay, so were you in Vegas last weekend?
I was.
Did you see this woman live?
Yeah, opening night, baby.
Wow. I don't know. Steph, I've had a co-host in this seat who has had such a palpable, recent connection.
Boots on the ground journalism, baby.
Boots on the ground journalism.
I will say it's kind of like, I knew that was coming up.
Yeah.
And I had also recently started like rewatching the show to prepare for Vegas.
Which show?
Ashley Simpson.
Okay. The original.
Mm-hmm.
I've never seen that show.
So it was just kind of like on my mind. And I feel like she's forgotten about, but she's an icon.
Can you tell me, I guess, can you boil down the nexus of that show? Because I never
Ashley
saw
Simpson
it.
Show?
Yes.
It's basically like the making of her first album.
Okay. And she was what, 14, 15?
19.
19?
Mm-hmm.
Oh, she's a little bit older than I thought.
Yeah.
And it was because...
I think she's 40, like 41
she's
maybe?
She's so young and so hot currently.
I know.
And is it because Jessica Simpson obviously had so much fame that they were like, okay, we are going to prune this other little star?
Yeah, I think her show had started, the Newlyweds show.
Right.
I think that had been a thing. I don't know for how long before until they gave Ashley her own show. But I think that Ashley was like, okay, I don't want to be her background dancer anymore. I want to do my own thing. And they probably were like, oh, get the cameras up. Let's do this. Like, she wanted to be so opposite of Jessica that, like, she wouldn't even take a record
deal.
Deal, thank you.
Yeah.
Where Jessica had her record deal, because she was like, I don't want the world to think that I got it just because of her. Which I'm like, okay, but you're like a Nepo sister.
Well, there is that famous clip of someone, you know, being like, can you be more like Hillary Duff? And she's like, yes. I reject that entirely. Yeah.
She like spit in their face, basically. She was like, I'm not going to make my music more poppy. That was while she was making her record.
Unbelievable.
And the record label was like, well, we don't really know if we like it, blah, blah, blah. You need to be more like Hillary. And she's like, that's not me. That's not what I'm going to do. And I will walk away right now.
It's so great. Speaking of seminal pop culture moments, like the Nick Jonas diabetes thing, I remember yeah. Ashley Simpson's nose job more than kind of anything in my like early life.
I know. I feel like back then it was so obvious.
It was so obvious. It,
and now it's like everyone's got a new face every other day.
Yes. It's like the same way that like we knew that Hillary Duff had gone on veneers, but we just couldn't quite put our finger on what was going. Yeah.
We were probably like, what are veneers?
Yeah, what are veneers? But she's horsey all of a sudden.
100%.
Yeah, something's off.
Ashley's nose job.
And it is incredible nose job. I'm in complete support. But now that is so run of the mill to me.
I remember when a close friend, she got a nose job and like didn't say anything. And then like years later, she told me. I lived in California. She lived back home. So like I hadn't seen her.
Did you feel betrayed?
No, I was like, what? Like, that's crazy. What do you mean?
Yeah, it feels crazy.
And it was like a decade ago.
Isn't it wild like how unbelievably unattainable plastic surgery felt for so many years?
Yeah, when I was in high school, this girl I went to high school with, for her 18th birthday, her parents got her a boob job. And that was like the craziest thing I had ever heard in my life.
So crazy about that though is that you, until you are dead, you are getting a surgery every like 10 to 15 years.
I know. I feel like a lot of people, like older women who had gotten it done, they wind up now, they're just like taking them out and then getting a lift. And they're like, why did I ever do this?
Well, this was the thing. I got a lift last year. I haven't told you about this. I got a lift. I don't know if I've ever said this on air, but I know this is an exclusive. I got a lift last year and they were like to me, you should get implants. Like, because they were like, you're probably not going to see a big difference. So here's the thing. I had really big boobs and then I lost weight. And this doctor offered me an insane discount in exchange for writing an article about
it. Were they here?
No, in New York.
Okay.
I thought the discount was going to be like $20,000. It was $40,000. Yeah.
Wait, I guess I didn't realize how expensive.
I paid $5,000.
Total?
Total.
Oh my God.
But the original cost was $42,000. Isn't that unbelievable?
Did you only do the lift did you do the implant?
So I only did the lift. So they quoted me $8,000 for lift and implants. And he was like, the only reason like I'm recommending implants is that I think that you're going to get this lift and be like, LOL, I went through quite a lot just for them to look exactly the same kind of thing. Right. Like he's like, it's not going to be a whole lot of change. And I was like, I went back and forth and back and forth. I had a foreign body fear was my totally. Issue with it.
As
I was
like, it.
Yeah. Or just that I would kind of be like, oh, okay. Whoa, there's something inside there. Yep. Like I just kind of freaked out about it. And that's ultimately why I didn't do it. But he was so right, because as soon as I got the lift, I was like, holy shit, that was a lot to go through. And they do look exactly the same. They look great. Thank you. They look so normal. But they look exactly the same. I'm like, wow, they could have really been something. They could have been like a Kylie Jenner 360cc kind of moment. Mm-hmm. And that sucks. But I'm comforted by the fact that, yeah, you do have to do like a checkup every like 10 years and be like, what is going on? Do I need another surgery?
And like going, keep continuing to go under, like when you get older.
And like, that's not to say I would never
totally
get implants again.
Again.
Yeah.
Me telling lies.
I didn't do it, but
it's not to say I would never, but I was just like, fuck, I am signing up for more and more and more surgeries. Yeah.
Now you know.
But it is like, it was fucking intense. Like I couldn't use my arms.
For how long?
3 days, four days. You're just like, you cannot lift them. Like Chris was doing everything for me. He was like brushing my hair.
Yeah, I had surgery in like 2019. I had a dermoid cyst.
Oh my God.
Which is like a cyst filled with teeth and hair.
No, you're lying to me.
Yeah, I have photos of it. It's really creepy. Apparently some of them are just like with you from when you were born. So a lot of people are like, you like ate your twin or whatever. But so it was growing on my ovary. It wasn't an ovarian cyst. It was a dermoid cyst. So I got that removed. But yeah, because they pump you full of that gas.
What?
So because it was laparoscopic. And so they have to pump your stomach like filled with gas so that it'll expand so that they can operate without cutting you open fully. And literally for like a week, you cannot move because it's just like gas bubbles.
Yeah.
But yeah, TJ was like putting on my clothes and putting me in the shower and shit. And I was like, this sucks.
Why did you get it removed at all? Could you just feel it there?
Uh-huh. And, you know, it's on my ovary. So there's the possibility that I could like twist my ovary. My fallopian tube goes, like stuff like that. But also I was like, ew. Get out of my
body.
Yeah,
get out of here.
It was big. It was, I think, 10 centimeters.
Are you kidding me?
No.
Oh, my fucking
God. She was like, this has been growing for years. Well, it, you know what's so
crazy?
It's just
been adding teeth like a little monster, like a laboo-boo.
It was disgusting. Like they took photos of it and I have it on like a sheet of paper.
Oh, my God.
But so I, in college, went to urgent care because I was taking a shower and I literally fell over in pain. I thought like my appendix burst or something. And so I went to the ER and they did a internal ultrasound and they found a cyst on my ovary and they were like, oh, it'll just pop. But then it was in the exact same spot. So I think that it had been that one the whole time. So like for a decade, it had just been growing there.
Maybe it was a twin.
Yeah.
Okay. Well, speaking of sisters.
Yeah.
Okay. Twins. Ashley Simpson.
Okay. Wait.
Okay.
For the listener.
Yeah.
We had originally picked.
Yes. Jessica and Ashley.
Yes.
And I'm so sorry I did this to you.
Oh,
I got
no, it's
so
fine.
Excited.
It's good because I'm like well-versed on Ashley.
Okay,
so when
fabulous.
You were like read this one, I was like, okay, like I already know all of this. But I did read the first one.
Okay.
Terrible.
Terrible.
It was so weird. But there was one thing that I took away from it that like actually gagged me a little bit. And mm-hmm. It was that Jessica was talking about how she was friends with Prince, which is such an odd friendship in my opinion.
Very.
And he was having a Grammys after party and she went over to his house.
Wait, let me do a little bit of background. So I originally, So Erin wanted to do a Simpson sister, mm-hmm. Ashley. And I was like, well, I mean, Jessica and Ashley did just do a New York Magazine cover.
Yeah.
Kind of perfect. Like, what if we did that? It is like a Jessica and Ashley situation, which I don't love to do. I hate to do a kind of a celebrity on celebrity, but does feel fitting, does feel cute.
Yes.
And then 40 minutes before I was like, dude, I found this LA Times recent, like literally last week, mm-hmm. Ashley Simpson cover. What if we just do this? Like we throw the last one out. We do this. This came out last week.
Yeah.
August 22nd. You, thank God you were game. You were like, I'm down.
I can read.
But the New York Mag cover, tell me.
And so he like greeted her at the door. Mind you, there's like all these people there. And then he was like, come over here with me. This is like how Jessica's saying it happened. And he brought her over to his mantle and he had a framed photo of her smile on his mantle. And she was like, okay, like, oh my God. He was like, do you know what this is? And she was like, is that me? And he was like, yeah, I just like, know that every time like you smile like God is with you or like some shit like that. But I was like, what do you mean Prince had a framed photo of just your smile on his mantle?
That man is one of the strangest.
So weird.
Yeah.
I also am like, God, I wish I knew when that happened, because he's obviously like way older than her too.
Yeah.
I'm like, were you like a teenager and you're going to his house and he's doing that? Because that's creepy.
Also, I feel like Jessica has like a singular effect on men that is like, what is she? I mean, the John Mayer of it all.
Well, that was a sexual relationship, according to them.
Yeah. I mean, the sexual napalm.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
But I shipped. Oh my God. It's going to kill me.
She just like had an effect that was just like,
she's
one in a million. She's so beautiful, but there's something very special, I think, about her. In the same way of Britney and like an it factor for sure. But, and then Ashley, I think, was kind of the dark sheep of the family in
the
that
freak.
Way. The freak. Oh, don't do it.
That's why I loved her. Well, that the thing is, I was never a Jessica girly, even when like all the pop queens were around. Like I listened to the hits, but I just didn't really connect with her music.
Yeah.
And then Ashley came into the scene and I was like, who is that? Like, I want to be her. I love her. I am obsessed with her.
Wow.
I cannot believe they are related.
It's kind of unbelievable knowing you now. It's just in the sense of like the way that our tastes are formed so young.
Uh-huh.
Like you are the same person that you were then.
Well, it's actually kind of funny because that first album came out, I was like 12 or 13. So you're like figuring out who you are then.
Yeah.
And I have older cousins, girls, who they were the ones who kind of got me into the emo genre scene. But I was like a jock. Like I was a three-sport athlete, popular kid. Like I wasn't dressing like an emo or a goth or whatever. But when Ashley came out, I feel like she was kind of the like first a girl who, you know, sometimes would be like a little girly, but then was this punk queen. And I was like, she's so cool.
Yeah.
How she can kind of be both of those things at the same time. I want to be that. So, and then I went to Hot Topic and I bought a studded belt.
I would expect nothing less.
And then I bought a pair of like baggy jeans. Cause you know, at the time it's like, I'm wearing Hollister skin tight, skinny jeans.
Yeah. Only. Low rise naturally.
100%.
Yeah.
So I bought a pair of baggy jeans, which is so funny. Cause that's like what everybody wears now. And I never wore them out of the house. Like I would wear my studded belt and my baggy jeans, like in the privacy of my own home. Cause I was like too scared to wear them to school. I was like, oh my God, people are going to make fun of me. But I wanted to channel her so bad because I just thought she was so cool. So I would outwardly be like, oh, I love this music. But like, I'm wearing popped collared Hollister shirts, polos.
That music or that time feels so formative in your life, like 13, 14, because it's the first time you're making choices. Mm-hmm. And it's the same for everyone about that time in their life, because you're like, yeah, I'm being autonomous. Before then, you're not able to be.
Uh-huh.
And after that time, you're like, it just doesn't hit the same.
Totally.
This profile opens on Ashley Simpson with a cold. And she's counting down to the days that she is opening her show in Vegas. So like she has like a 2-month residency right now happening at the Venetian,
which is crazy because it originally, when it got announced, it was like, I think 4 days.
It was a 4-day run.
Yeah, like it wasn't what it is now. They added more because I think that so many people were wanting to go. The reason we went too was like, we saw it got announced, but I was on a trip and we always stop in Vegas on the way back, and it was the day that we were driving back. If that had not happened, I probably wouldn't have gone.
How was
it? Was it's so funny that she brought up the cold thing, because she like walks out and had a cup of tea in her hand. She's like, I have a cold. And I'm like, girl, you just sound like that all the time.
Wait, at the show?
Yeah. She was like, hold on, I need to go get like a sip of my tea.
Wait, it's almost like an insurance policy, it seems. Yeah, like
100%
to cover the fact that she is maybe going to sound bad.
Yes, but as like an Ashley head, like, girl, we know you're not like Mariah Carey. Singing is not your strong suit.
No, no.
Like, you have your whole career struggled. By the way, she has such bad acid reflux that like from the very beginning of her career, like she was in and out of GI doctors, like ear, nose, throat doctors. And they were like, it was always an issue.
Yeah.
That's why she did the whole SNL thing happen.
Yeah, we'll get
like,
into that.
Yeah, like yeah. We know that you got shit going on. It's part of who you are.
Mm-hmm.
But yeah, she did the I gotta get my tea thing. It was interesting too, because when she would sing Pieces of Me,
yeah,
she there's the part where it's like, oh, like right when the chorus starts.
Yeah.
Would never sing that part. She would just like point to the crowd and I'm like, yeah, you can't hit that.
You can't hit that. Honestly.
Which is like, fine. I respect it. It was so, she was amazing. Like so fun to watch. It was so nostalgic. And she has just always like exuded that confidence.
Yeah.
And has always just been herself. And it's so fun. And I think that's why so many people were drawn to her. But I will say, I didn't realize that. And I told this to Cheryl, too, our friend. I didn't realize she was such a gay icon. Like, the whole room was gay men and women. Like, tons of gay men.
Yeah, that surprises me.
I was like, wait, what?
Yeah, she wouldn't speak to the gays to me. She's no Britney.
Apparently, she is.
So have you been seeing the Justin Timberlake videos of him not at all singing? No, of him holding the microphone to the crowd and being like, would you like to karaoke the entire song for me, please, Papa?
You can't charge people to come to your concerts if that's what you're going to do.
It's a literal karaoke.
Yeah. He's really going through it.
Because please, it's a $150 ticket at the bare minimum.
Minimum.
Yeah. No. And
I'd be really fucking mad.
Well, you're watching him do that. I don't know, the shuffle up there.
Yeah.
Wait, what's it called?
The Cupid shuffle.
The Cupid shuffle.
Yeah. It's like, Ashley's just like that one word. Like, you're just hitting a note. Justin will be like, I got this inside my...
The way I wanted to do it.
Yeah.
Wait, it's something instinctual happens when something takes over your body when you do that.
Like maybe it would be fun.
Inside my soul.
It's just embarrassing.
But no, I kind of respect her for doing what she's doing, which is like, look, I'm not going to be able to hit the E flat. You guys are going to have to step in.
100%.
Yeah.
She's just having fun. And honestly, I'm all for it.
Wait.
Why not? We're all living out our nostalgia. Everyone there, like obviously it's not a... People didn't show up and they were like, oh, who's this? Let me buy a ticket. Like, obviously, every single person in that venue is a fan of Ashley from back in the day.
But also this LA Times writer being like, yeah, it's kind of wild to go back to La La, like kind of a racy track.
Please.
And then, wait, dude, am I just a prude? I then listened to that song and I was like, yeah, okay, mm-hmm. Lap the milk off the floor. I'm a cat and I want more.
Also, like a 19-year-old is singing that. And I will say, like rewatching the show, her producer was a man.
Yeah.
And I mean, she had like a writing partner too, who was a woman. But this guy, there were parts in the show where I gasped because she's in the recording studio and he stops her in the middle of the song and he was like, you know what, even if you weren't hot, like I would still produce your album. And I'm like, she's 19 years old and you are probably like in your 40s. This is so gross.
This is in the Ashley Simpson show.
Yes.
No way.
Yeah. And he kept the interaction was so bizarre. He kept talking about how attractive she was. He was like, yeah, I'd still work with you. He was saying some crude shit.
Yeah.
So I'm not surprised that the lyrics are what they are.
I mean, paternal, but not in like a fun way.
Yeah, your dad doesn't say you're hot.
Yeah. I would love you even if you weren't hot, Ashley.
Yeah.
She was like, I had these super high highs, which was like the success of all these songs. And then my super low was at SNL. Mm-hmm. She was like, it was just such a valuable lesson being like, you hate me so much because I lost my voice. And you were talking about the fact that she has had so much acid reflux, which has fucked with her. Mm-hmm. And that was her reasoning for SNL not working out.
Yeah. So I can take you through the day.
Please, please take me through the day.
So she went to rehearsal.
Okay.
She woke up the next day and her voice was like fucked. And then they called in the doctor. He did everything. And he was like, if you perform today, you're going to blow out your vocal cords. Like, you cannot do this. And so they were like, well, fuck, what do we do? And then they were just playing the song. She was going to be like singing over the track.
So what ended up happening with Pieces of Me?
At SNL, you know how you do two different songs?
Yes.
They were doing the next song, but they accidentally played the song she had song already twice. Performed. And then she just walked off because she was like, I think, embarrassed. She didn't know what to do and never wound up performing the song at all. And then
I think you're forgetting the jig.
Well, of course.
Yeah.
Yeah. She got like a little awkward and then just like ran off the stage.
Yeah.
It's so crazy because you can see backstage like all of the producers of SNL like, like, what do we do? Like, what just happened? She actually did go to TRL like the next day because everybody wanted to know, like, what the fuck was that? She calls into TRL. She tells them exactly what happened. She's like, it's really not that big of a deal. I'm laughing at myself. Like,
yeah,
it happens.
And her excuse was that the label told her, like, the show must go on. Like, correct. Just lip sync it.
Yeah, she's 19 years old. Like, you're going to do what they're telling you to do.
Right.
And then a couple days later, she had a performance at some award show. I do not remember what it was. And she like made a little joke. And before she sang the song, she was like, oh, this is the wrong song. And like was trying to be silly with it. And then like went on to perform and did an awesome job. But for some reason, like people were so pissed at her for SNL forever.
Oh my God.
As if like every other artist isn't doing the same thing.
It took her down. Like it literally pulled her down to the depths of like music hell. And it's so sad because this LA Times writer compares it to Lana Del Rey's SNL outing, which was actually described as the worst SNL outing of all time. And he's like, well, like, did you watch that? And you see how Lana Del Rey rose above it. And she was like, no, of course I like could never watch another artist like burn down the
which
flames.
Is like so unrelatable to me. I'm like, what do you mean?
What do you
that's
mean?
That's so couldn't? Fun to watch.
Yeah.
I'd be like, I need to know if they did worse than me.
Yeah.
But I also get it. Like I'm moved on from that time of her life, of course, I'm sure. And I bet as an artist, it's not fun to watch other people go through something that like fucked up your whole career.
See, yeah, I'm on the other side. I'm in her camp.
Totally.
Where it's like the PTSD would be way too intense. Like I'd be like, there they are standing next to that goddamn clock.
Uh-huh.
Like, and what was so crazy about Lana is it was just like a bad performance. Like she got that amount of hate just from having like a shaky voice and being pitchy.
And then think of Ashley too. It's like, okay, Lana Del Rey went on to be one of the biggest stars of this day and age. I didn't.
Yeah.
So I get it.
It's funny. Like, I wonder if also things would have been different if she didn't get pregnant at 23.
I know. That's crazy.
I didn't realize she was so young.
I know, me neither. I, at that point too, like I was really only like a stan during the first album, and then I kind of like fell off.
Yeah.
I think my music taste had just shifted. It also was like a little bit different than the first album. So I wasn't really keeping up with her then, but I of course was a huge Fall Out Boy fan. So when her and Pete got together, that was like, oh my God, that's going to be me one day.
Yeah. Something did something so special dreams. For you. Yeah.
Her baby daddy is Pete.
Uh-huh.
Yeah.
And then they were married, and then the rumor mill has it she actually cheated on him with his friend, who's also a musician. And then they dated Craig Owens. He was in another band, Chiodos. So that's like crazy lore that I don't think she's ever admitted to like having the affair, but you guys got divorced and then you were dating his friend. So,
but also like in your early 20s, like
of course,
putting it in context, I mean,
1000%,
a child, a rock star, a child star,
yeah,
famous for so long. Pete Wentz,
no
man.
Judgment.
No judgment. And Pete
do whatever
Wentz,
you want, queen.
The hottest guy to have bagged at that time.
Oh my God. Wait, I need to know. I've asked like so many people this,
Tell me.
I got a TikTok the other day that is a new conspiracy theory that people think that Pete Wentz's mother had an affair with Joe Biden and Pete is the love child of that relationship.
Wait, why? Because he looks so much like Joe?
Yeah. And then they had like weird evidence that I was barely listening to because I could only focus on how actually similar they do look.
I need to see a side by side.
I'll have to
It
find.
Hasn't crossed my desk.
It will now. Let me talk out loud to your phone.
Yeah, do it.
Pete Wentz, Joe Biden.
It's going to come up immediately now.
I know. Yeah,
he's very small. That
I
man.
Know. A little teeny guy.
Yeah, five.
But
no
she
more
is
than five,
too.
Six.
She's so little.
Ashley Simpson is so little.
Yeah.
She doesn't give little.
Maybe just because I saw her so recently.
You have no way to kind of have a backstage access there.
Do you want to hear something so crazy? Is that TJ and Morgan, Emo Night, they got asked by her like agent or manager or someone to open for that show. And they have a residency in Vegas already. So it was like not...
As DJs?
Uh-huh.
Yeah.
Not able to do that. But also TJ was like, ah, it doesn't really make sense. And I was like, do you not love
it
me?
It makes a lot of sense. I actually think it makes
do
a lot of sense.
Do you hate me? The venue's just like so weird. It's very like... cabaret club vibes too, so I think I get it. Like
yeah, what was the capacity of her residency?
Maybe a couple hundred.
No, you're lying to
it's,
me.
It was so small.
You're gonna make me feel sick. You saw Ashley in a couple hundred cap room.
You're gonna die when I tell you this. Where I'm sitting, Jessica Simpson literally was sitting right at your
Jay
little vanity.
Simps.
The whole family. Joe was there.
The Simpsons.
I literally was like, where's Diana?
Oh, my God.
But yeah,
God.
Evan was there. Jessica was having the time of her life the whole time. And then when Ashley sang Shadow, she sat her ass down on that couch. The song's basically about like the family dynamic and how they were kind of like a broken family and how Ashley spent her whole life living in Jessica's shadow. And I think that during that time, too, they were not the best because Jessica, there were rumors that she was like jealous of Ashley's success.
The way I do not know this.
Yeah.
Wow.
There was like family rift.
Okay.
And so Shadow was that song about that. Like literally the lyrics are living in the shadow of someone else's dream and like talking about her.
Okay,
family.
It's pointed. It's not subtle, is it?
So yeah, but like it's been 20 years.
Yeah.
And so she sat down.
Aaron.
During the song, and I couldn't believe it. I was like, no fucking way am I witnessing this right now. And then another girl who was with them starts rubbing Jessica's back, and I was like, no way am I seeing this with my two eyes.
You're seeing pop culture history
I
play
know.
Out in real time.
And then mind you, like Joe, their father, is like filming the whole crowd like woo, and I'm like, oh my God, like wait, this is tea.
You're like, Joe, have some respect.
No, I know.
No, this is literally history.
Yeah.
Whoa.
Pretty crazy.
Oh my God.
But it was so cute. Evan was there. He was vibing the whole time. It was a tiny venue. I was that close to Ashley at one point. Like you could see her clear as day.
Wow.
And I didn't know that those were the tickets I was buying at the time either.
Like, how much were tickets?
I think like $150.
Dude, I would have come.
I know. Well,
I didn't
they're still
know
shows.
They were so cheap.
Yeah. Because I was like, oh, I wonder if anyone will like be there to watch her. And then sure enough, the whole damn family.
Yeah, you. I mean, I did see them like flying Southwest on the way back.
I can't believe. No, I think it was there. Jessica and her ex-husband.
Yeah.
And then there was the empty seat. And I was like, did someone sit down in between them?
In the middle seat, right?
Yeah.
Yeah.
We need to buy her shoes. Can't fly jet suite?
I mean, it's it's funny. They kind of talk about their relationship a little bit. How Jessica's autobiography was like, super cathartic. And the writer was like, would you ever do anything like that? Because Jessica's autobiography was like one of the best I've ever read. And Ashley was like, nah. Which I found so funny.
Yeah.
She was just like, no, like that's not for me. Like that's healing for her. And she knows it's healing for other people. Mm-hmm. Telling your truth helps others. But we do that in different ways.
Yeah. She's like, I wrote Shadow. I wrote and performed Shadow in front of my sister to her face.
No, it's so funny. She literally was like, yeah, for me, like it's always been writing. Like it's been about like these songs coming to life. Totally. Like she wants to write a country album. But I'm like,
wait. I would love that, by the way.
She really does think she's kind of like the voice of a generation when it comes to songwriting. She thinks she's like a seminal talent.
The way that Ashley's confidence is so unmatched. I'm like, I want to be as confident as you are.
I mean, it's a little bit delusional.
Well, no, exactly. That's all like, but if you watch the show too, I'm just like, oh my God. Like there was one point where she walks up to Jay-Z. They're at TRL and she's like, just a like quirky little girl, and she's like, oh my God, I love you, Jay-Z. And he's like, who are you? And she's like, oh my God, your song is my favorite song right now. And he's like, what one? She just starts singing it.
No, she hasn't.
But
sing
in like
Jay-Z.
An embarrassing teen way, not like, oh my God, Jay-Z, I'm Ashley, like it's so nice to meet you, which like I love. I'm like, you just don't give a fuck.
Yeah.
And I think that, you know, someone who kind of grew up in the spotlight like she did, they would have more like tact. But she's just like, I'm just a teen.
That's so inspiring. And you know what's so crazy is I've had so many questions to ask you, and because we've been going, I haven't been able to ask you anything. But I do have one last thing.
Yeah.
So every episode,
okay,
we have a gotcha question, which has been given by a previous guest. Do you know what a gotcha question is? Okay, so in the media world, okay, every journalist tries to like sneak in a question that's provocative. It puts someone on their toes. My gotcha question that's been given to me by a guest today is, if there was a word that could blow up the phone of someone who DMs you immediately, one word that could blow up their phone the minute they DM you, what would
like
it be?
Combust? Their phone would combust?
Yes. A word that you get DM'd that is so...
like offensive?
Yeah. Offensive, frustrating, that would make their phone combust.
Oh, I know earlier I said I didn't care about my digital footprint.
Oh my God. And here it comes. Here it comes. This is how they get you.
Yeah. I think it would be like a vlog squad.
No way.
Yeah.
Would it really?
Yeah.
Can I ask you, the man that paid for your wedding?
Yeah.
Can you name the name?
Oh, David.
David.
David Dobrik.
That's what I wanted to ask.
I haven't done anything with them in 4 years now, and like people literally still will DM me stuff, and it's just like, can we move on?
Yeah.
Fully. And it's never like, oh my God, I love you from this. It's like negative.
Yeah.
And I'm like, oh, I'm over this. Yeah. So I'm like, blow up your phone. Move on.
You can't really escape that stuff. When people learn about you one way, they want to hold you to it. It's the same thing as like, they want you to look like the same way as how they found you.
Totally. It'll be people too who like, they're like, I haven't seen you in years. Why don't you go back? Why don't you go hang out with them? Blah, 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 blah. And I'm like, why are you DMing me?
Were you of the era of Karina?
Corinna?
Corinna.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
You can so tell how not in that world I am. I'm like, what is her name?
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Okay, so that was your era. Uh-huh. Okay, yeah. Fabulous. That's all I need to say. I have nothing else. I have nothing else to ask.
Perfect.
Okay, so vlog squad is your word.
Probably, yeah. Just because it's like annoying.
Yeah.
If they were like, oh my God, I love you in those days so much, then it's fine.
Yeah.
But if you're like doing it with like ill intent and being honestly just like fucking annoying.
Yeah.
Fuck off.
I thought you were going to say tits.
Oh no, I welcome that.
You welcome that.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah.
You know, if you're like in my DMs being like nice tits.
Thanks. I'll take it.
Yeah.
Dude. It has been an absolute honor, joy, heaven.
I'll come back whenever. I love yapping with you.
To listen to you talk about Ashley Simpson, I mean, The Simpsons, your knowledge, you are encyclopedic.
I know. We're getting like cut off. I could keep going.
I know. We're literally getting cut off.
Part two.
It's been 2 hours. Okay, I got to get you out of here. Yeah.
Love you.
Thank you. I love you. And you're coming back, and that's it. That's that on that.
Anytime.
When did these episodes come out?
Oh, what day of the week?
Tuesdays.
On a Tuesday, I am waiting.
Bye.
God, you're good. God, you're good.
Okay. Gorgeous, sexy, hot, intellectual.
Did I say sexy? I goes. Thank you so much for listening to this episode of Uncover Girl. Please rate and review the podcast. Any bad publicity is good publicity, but my ego is also fragile, so compliments would be much preferred. If you want to get deeper under the covers, subscribe to our Patreon at patreon.com/uncovergirl for bonus episodes and content, or you can follow us at Uncover Girl Podcast on Instagram and TikTok. DM us your inspiration or anything at all. I just want to hear from you. We'll see you next Tuesday. Mwah.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Shop the Sherwin-Williams Super Sale and get 40% off paints and stains September 19th through the 24th. With prices starting at $29.39, it's the perfect time to transform your space with color. Whether you're looking to revamp your interior or exterior, we have you covered with bold hues, soothing neutrals, and everything in between. Visit your neighborhood Sherwin-Williams store or shop the sale online. Delivery available on qualifying orders. Click the banner to learn more. Retail sales only. Some exclusions apply. See store for details.